The use of force and police accountability have come under sharp scrutiny since a grand jury on Staten Island decided not to indict a police officer in the chokehold death of Eric Garner. This morning, the New York Times reports on several cases in which police in Brooklyn may have fabricated evidence and made up false informants in order to secure arrests and meet department quotas. This all comes as Police Commissioner Bill Bratton and Mayor de Blasio push for police retraining and improved police-community relations. Joining us now to talk about these gun cases is New York Times reporter Stephanie Clifford. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Your story starts with the case of Jeffrey Herring, who was arrested and spent a year in jail. What were the circumstances surrounding his arrest?
Jeffrey was standing next to his bike in the 67th Precinct, which is in East Flatbush in Brooklyn. He says that morning he had gone to do some errands. He had come back and had some plastic bags with him, with his stuff in them. And he was arrested by plainclothes cops who said that at the moment they approached him, he took one gun out of a white plastic bag, put it into a black plastic bag, and then tossed that bag into the bushes. And Jeffrey is 52. He was across the street from a school, and he, from the start, has been adamant that he would never do such a thing.
Explain how this relates to other cases that were uncovered. I mean, you write that there appears to be signs of a bigger conspiracy to fabricate arrests.
Well, Jeffrey's lawyer started looking into other cases involving a group of cops that arrested Jeffrey, and she found a pattern of questionable conduct. There were at least two other cases that resembled Jeffrey's in that the men, again, pulled out these guns in daylight in front of plainclothes cops who, you know, if cops are in plainclothes, the men should have had no way to know that they were approaching. In all of the cases, several months into the case, it was revealed that there was a confidential informant who had apparently tipped off the cops. None of the guns were ever fingerprinted. So there were, it raises some questions about the similarities in these cases.
You know, a lot of these cases involved confidential informers. Where are these informers? They never seem to you know, come forward.
Right. And judges have talked about those, the problems with the informants, because when judges have said that you need to bring the informants to court, the police and prosecutors have not, and judges have gone so far as to call some of these cops' testimony incredible. One judge in a related case said that she believed these officers were perjuring themselves. And, you know, the police point of view is that confidential informants are meant to be confidential, and you can't bring them to court because it's very difficult logistically, and they're in fear for their lives. So they say that's pretty common, that you can't produce an informant for court.
Stephanie, what happened to these detectives and officers that you wrote about? There were four in total.
Three of them are on active duty. One has retired. The Internal Affairs Bureau at the police department is investigating their conduct. And with the Jeffrey Herring case, the case we began talking about, it's been going on for more than a year, I believe, and just yesterday, prosecutors said that there's a hearing scheduled for Monday where the confidential informant is supposed to be produced. And yesterday, prosecutors said, you know, if we can't get that informant to court, we may not pursue the case because of this pattern of behavior.
This morning, WNYC, we're reporting that officers in the NYPD appear to be far more likely to file resisting arrest charges against blacks than whites, another sign of the troubled relationship between communities of color and the NYPD. This seems similar in terms of police and community relations. Do you see this as part of a larger narrative, or, you know, were these potentially just a few bad apples allegedly doing some shady things?
It's hard to say. I looked for other cases involving these cops and found that the majority of the problems seem to be in the cases I reported on. You know, to bring up racial questions is hard. At least one of the policemen is black. But the men who were arrested all just say that they feel so vulnerable now. One left New York and said that he doesn't want to come back to the city because he feels so nervous that he'll be arrested for something he didn't do.
New York Times reporter Stephanie Clifford. Thanks so much, Stephanie.
Thank you.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.